Hey, everybody, welcome to another edition of Soap Dish Salem Style. I am your host, Tony Ann, and joining me this week, I've got Michael and Ari. Say hello, guys.
Hi.
Hi, everyone.
All right, well, we've got a little bit of news to jump into before we jump into our headlines, so let's do that. First things first, should SAG go on strike, which is the Screen Actors Guild for those who are unaware, all four soaps will remain in production since daytime actors have a different contract. So it is very possible that at the end of June, depending on how these contract talks go, Days of Our Lives, General Hospital, Bold and the Beautiful, and Young and the Restless could literally be the only active productions in Hollywood. That is insane. What do y'all think?
I don't.
I don't have much to say, honestly, but yeah. I mean, that's crazy.
It's insane. Like, a part of me is happy because I don't think this genre could handle another work stoppage, especially when you don't really know how long it's going to last. But the other part of me has got to be like, wow, this is weird because a lot of these actors support the move to strike and even voted for it. But because of a completely separate contract that they have nothing to do with, they're forced to cross the picket line and go to work.
I
That's
mean,
got to be weird.
this could have been an opportunity for writers to draw in viewers on all four soaps, but I don't know if they're worthy of those viewers at this moment.
It also too depends on which writers are going to be writing our shows, because that kind of
Yeah.
segues us into the second piece of news that Sherry Anderson is rumored to be writing for days during the strike. I, for one, am happy about this because at least it's going to be somebody who knows and understands the history of the show because she was there for a good portion of it.
Yeah.
And a lot of Ron's best material in the early part of his tenure had her hand.
She's definitely needed on the show. I was happy to hear that she is back somehow or rumored to be writing for days. I just hope it impacts the show well. Yeah. 'Cause yeah. I hope she can fix whatever Ron has broken. Because I like her writing. I just want to enjoy the show again. So I don't know. I'm excited that she's back though. I just hope we can fix whatever is messed up right now, because there's a lot.
Michael, what are your thoughts?
I'm ready for the strike to be over.
Well, I think we all feel that way, but I mean, I don't know if you're going to be watching during the strike because we had discussed off air whether or not you would be tuning in, but are you happy with who is going to be at the helm of Days?
Here's the thing. I don't respect anybody crossing the picket line, so it's just like good news but bad news. Not only this, that me celebrating her coming on would honestly be hypocritical, especially since I've been yelling we need more young blood in the writers' room, and she's pushing 80. And
Yeah, but young blood was never going to go fight for and risk their entire career.
yeah, true. And the
So
pensions.
this was not the way you were going to get young blood in the writer's room.
Yeah, but it's I'm ready for this to be over. It's complicated everything. We can't even get award shows.
It's amazing to see, like, to see exactly how much of the industry has been impacted by the writer's strike. And if the Screen Actors Guild goes on strike, whoo, Hollywood is going to be completely frozen.
Poor Whoopi Goldberg is on TV not knowing what the hell to do.
It's true. She doesn't quite know what to do, but honestly, if
She's genuinely just up there pulling shit from her ass.
she's the only one who can do it at this point, because I don't trust anybody else in that moderator's chair to pull it off as seamlessly as she has. And I'll just say that. But to some actual on-screen news, because the last couple of things have been behind the scenes, Lamone, Archie, Cameron Johnson, and Marla Gibbs return next week as Theo, Eli, and Olivia to support Paulina, while Abe is still missing.
I hate they had to return for this shit ass story. Well, I couldn't they find something better to return them on, because this story is not good. But we'll get to that later.
All right, I know you have to be excited.
I'm very excited to see Eli Lamont.
Not like I'm not excited. I'm just saying this could have been a better story.
Yeah, I can see what you're saying there. I'm very excited to see Lamont, and Cameron and Marla. I'm really looking forward to seeing the whole family back again and seeing them back, because I do feel like people have br brought this up, that I've said it myself, like last week or 2 weeks ago, that Abe, this story with Abe, like his kids are missing, like either Lonnie, Theo, or Brandon needed to be on air for this. And I'm glad Theo is back, and I'm also glad to see Eli, of course, and Olivia. I do have some thoughts of like how I feel like they're being very performative on the show.
I was going to say, are we going to bring up the Juneteenth elephant in the room?
Who wants to
I
go first?
wasn't, 'cause I did this shit last year. I'm not doing it this year again.
Because they're still disrespecting their black characters and black actors. So it feels counterproductive for me. If that
It
makes
can also come across like they're saying, see, we are progressive when we do all of this, so you can ignore
Right,
everything we're doing
we
over here.
have the black people on Negro Day. They did shit last year. Stop.
Yeah, it doesn't feel genuine, and that's kind of what is pissing me off, because y'all, they do have done this now for a second year.
They got all the black people on screen for Juneteenth.
But then
It's ill.
where are they the rest of the year?
Rest of the year, thank you.
And honestly, like the Juneteenth angle of it did not even need to be mentioned. Like you could
Right.
literally just, because Abe is missing, because it's their wedding anniversary.
You could have just said it's their our wedding anniversary and Abe is gone. Like,
The
boom.
Juneteenth of it all felt unnecessary. It felt unnecessary last year. It feels even more unnecessary this year.
Yep.
When you think about it, a lot of sad stuff has been happening on this day for both Abe and Lonnie, because this is the day.
This is the anniversary of David's death and Lexi's death, right?
Yeah. So, like, the writers are not taking that into consideration. But I just feel like it's not genuine, and it's just like, what, you're disrespecting them every 365 or 64, since we have one day, but 365 days a year. So it doesn't feel progressive, and it hasn't been for a long time. So I don't understand the point of it when
And it
you.
would be different if Juneteenth was something that was mentioned in Salem prior to last year.
Yeah.
Like it or even not necessarily Juneteenth itself, because but like if we had grown up.
Expansive black characters all along.
Yeah. If we actually got to pay attention to their history before last year, you know what I'm saying? And not just like their
Yeah.
character history, but like the history of African Americans, if it actually mattered on screen before last year,
If
then
the
when you.
Carvers wasn't the only black characters in Salem, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And they have.
It would have seemed more genuine, but this seems forced in a very, the more you know, infomercial type way.
Yeah. It feels like, when shows in the 80s and 90s try to be progressive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's not giving. And I just wish they could do so, like they I just wish they did much better, because in just in the last year they've done some major fuckery when it comes to black characters. So
We just
that's.
came off doing some fuckery with a major black character, like two major black characters. Like Talia was being pimped out
Exactly. We
and
had.
Chanel was being taken advantage of. Like,
I'm just tired when it comes to this, because the show never learns. But with that said, I'm excited to see Eli, Theo, and Olivia.
yeah.
But
And the actors are going to bring it. It's just the writing for it
definitely.
is going to be. They're going to do the best they can with
It's
it.
gonna be not good.
We'll see tomorrow because it starts tomorrow.
On Juneteenth.
Yeah, that's there's a spoiler that they come back to celebrate their anniversary in Juneteenth. But
Nick
yeah.
was right when he said that making their wedding Juneteenth was a mistake because it would allow more fuckery like this.
He's not wrong.
Well, I could have
He's
told
not
you
wrong.
that. I told
I
y'all that from the jump.
think you did. I'd have to go back to listen to the episode, but I'm pretty sure you did.
I feel it's important, but it's the way they're doing it that's
It's
yeah.
a stunt. That's what it is, a big old
Exactly.
stunt. Having black people get married on Negro Day, and it's weird. And then you have, damn it, why is Olivia here? Like, you're just pulling people out of your ass to bring them here.
Yeah, it
You can
just.
bring now, my point I'm trying to make, I'm just saying this is a black stunt cast having Marla Gibbs on the air. You could have had a multitude of different Carvers that you could have brought back onto the fold, but you did it because it was a Marla Gibbs stunt cast.
Yeah,
On
I.
Juneteenth. It's weird. It's weird. It's very weird. Stop.
I agree. I think, like, if they had them on a consistent basis, if they were on the forefront, if they.
Yeah, it
It
wouldn't feel
wouldn't.
so weird, but now this feels like you're just trotting out all the black people for Juneteenth.
It does. And that's why I can see a lot of people are just. Like, they're. I can see the backlash, and I've
Then you're
seen
gonna
it.
shove them right back into their respective Africas and DCs and wherever's
Like, we've seen
soon
how,
as the week is over.
yeah, we've seen how they disrespected Theo in the last few years. Lonnie, we've seen what they did to her. Like, and now we have, like, what they did with Jada. And then Talia, I can see why black viewers are stopping to like they don't want to watch the show anymore. And I've seen a decrease, and I understand the reason, because this show is not progressive. But I will say one thing. I was kind of joking about it with Dylan. Because she calls Eli Lucius. And I was like, I joked about her. I joked about him being back. And she was like, no, but it makes sense. Because if Lonnie were to find out that Abe is missing, like she would have definitely wanted Eli back to help them find him. And I do think it
Yeah.
makes sense. I'm curious to hear an update about Lonnie. And the kids,
Because we're
Are we
coming up
still
on
on
it.
the news segment?
Yes.
Yes.
We're gonna head.
Okay.
We're
Let's
gonna
cut
go to
it
be
short.
we're gonna be segueing in a second, but I just want to say, like, it's gonna be interesting because we're coming up on her sentence being a year old.
Yeah, and they said, what did Eli say last year that she would have bail in a year?
Parole in a year,
Parole.
so we're coming
Parole,
up on
thank you.
that.
Okay. So yeah, in December is when it's coming up. I want to hear an update. I know for sure he's going
That
to
was
mention it.
December.
No,
Yeah.
but she went in July, so it would go by her.
But he mentioned that she has parole in a year. That was in December.
Okay, I didn't know if it was a year from December or a year from her the start of her sentence. So
I think she meant a year from the start of her sentence.
okay,
I
but
would say, because didn't she go to jail during the summer?
yeah,
She
she did
went.
because she went to jail on their wedding anniversary.
Okay. That's so
See what I'm see what we're
shitty.
like everyone's saying for reasons how they're fucking up right now on their
Why
end.
didn't I realize that a year ago? I would have laughed then.
You did.
You most likely did because
That's
the fan base were pissed
so
off. I was pissed off.
shitty.
Yeah.
Again, I apologize for that. I didn't know my wishes come a year late.
But you started to like them, so.
Yeah, sadly.
But
Yeah.
you but that's because you're an angst whore. Whenever they give you angst on their way out the door, you always seem to fall for it.
Yeah. Back to
This wasn't an
that.
invitation to drag me.
You opened the door yourself, sir.
It would be impolite of me not to walk through it.
But yeah, I'm curious to see what he's gonna say. Are we coming closer to her being released on parole? What's going on? I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. Well, that's basically it for our news segment. So now we can head on into our headlines. We've got Dimitri and Gwen get closer, and it's hard to tell if this is legit or if Dimitri is just playing games.
I don't care.
I care for two reasons. One, I like Dimitri. The actor is very engaging, so I'm kind of curious to see where he's going to go. Two, if Gwen is getting scammed, that's karma coming home to roost, and I love that for her and for me. And three, if this ends up being real, they have chemistry, so it won't be completely unpleasant to watch.
Well, Gwen is desperate as hell because it's been 2 days.
And it's
He's already confessing his love next week, which I think is, I mean, he's doing this at warp speed because he has a ticking clock, but at this point, her bar
her
is in
falling
hell.
for it, yeah.
But
Her falling for it is just okay. It's very
correct me if
desperate.
I'm wrong, but pick me's loved getting picked. So as long as she's getting picked, I don't think she's gonna care.
Well,
One thing I'm like, Gwen is living her best whole life. Because she is she has slept with Xander, Alex, and Dimitri within a few months, so
weeks.
weeks. Oh Lord.
I
I mean,
mean,
good
she has
for her.
nothing else of value.
Like her Kegel muscles are getting a workout.
I mean, good for her. I wish they tapped into
I'm
that and
honestly shocked Chad hasn't circled the block.
Yeah,
You
we
and
don't
your
ever need to
damn
go back down that
chat.
road
Never.
ever again.
I'm not sure if I'm with you there, Tony, on
On
Dimitri
which
and Gwen.
point?
Dimitri and Gwen. I wish they. I don't know. I guess I'll have to wait and see, but I'm not feeling them right now.
Do you hate them? At this moment, do you hate them?
No.
That is a win. And Gwen could be with a lot worse people in a lot worse situations. So for containment purposes, I'm okay with this.
I
guess if you look at it that way.
That's kind of where I'm at with it, honestly.
I just feel like Dimitri is becoming pathetic. I am just like his mom. Typical.
No, oh, will you watch your mouth?
No,
I
I
mean,
will not.
he's not wrong about, she's not wrong about Megan, but it's still entertaining. But was Dimitri ever not pathetic?
Probably not. So,
I mean, the man attempted to literally use a peacock to blow up the world.
well, he's a mommy's boy, and you can tell y'all
Oh,
he
he
has
definitely
big
is.
mommy issues. Yeah, he has big mommy issues, so.
And it's tripping me the fuck out only because Dimitri and Megan have the same weird dynamic that Megan and Stefano did in the 80s, and it's tripping me the fuck out.
Ew.
Yeah, it's very creepy. But not like not it's not entertaining. It's just creeping me out. And knowing that Megan is likely going to be short term, because I think she's going to be leaving here in the next few weeks, and we've got Dimitri on contract for the next year, I'm really curious to see where this goes.
I'm not.
I don't know. I guess we'll see.
I
For
didn't
me.
need Leo jumping in and fighting. I didn't need any of that.
Yeah, it's
Listen,
just.
I don't. Okay, can we? I know this is next week, but can we pop in and talk about the promo for a second? That scene with Leo and Megan in that promo, like, given everything Megan has done, Leo should be terrified. And yet he's just talking to her as if it's normal and it's not.
Question.
Shoot.
I'm trying to figure out how to say this. Why can't Gwen and Leo get a separate hotel room?
Because they're broke.
But they both have jobs.
Jobs they just started. So.
This is. I'm over this. I'm going to start skipping this section of days, because I don't care. I don't. Because how is he going to keep the money a secret for a year?
I don't think she has to. Well, I don't even think she's going to be made aware of it. The only person who's going to know about the inheritance he is looking to get is him.
Okay, well, it's not good. I'm sorry. It's just not good.
Well, I guess we can segue from one not good thing into another. Paulina enlists John and Steve's help to find
Oh,
Abe.
Jesus. We have got to start doing a mix and match. God.
What do you mean?
You put two of the worst stories back to back like this?
Get them out the way so we can focus on the good stuff.
I guess I'm trying not to fall asleep over here.
As an amnesiac, Abe continues to watch Body and Soul. He realizes he is the mayor, and Whitley tries to cover her tracks.
Okay. The only good thing I have to say about this story is body and soul. I'm invested in body and soul. Who won Woman of the Year? And what about the amnesiac brothers and Cassandra and Charlemagne slapping the shit out of each other? This is the stuff I like to watch. Give me more of that. But this cat amnesia bullshit with Sinclair from Living Single is not good. It's not good. It's ass, actually.
I'm actually one of the few who doesn't mind it. I'm still on the, like, I'm still on the, I don't understand why
Yeah.
she's kidnapping him, or like, I'm on that train. I'm confused.
That's the disconnect for me and what's
Yeah, because I
pulling me
don't know
out of it
why.
because I don't understand why the fuck this is happening.
But I'm still entertained. When it comes to body and soul, I kind of see it as a way for Abe to put cl the clues back together for him to low he's starting to realize that something is off. Because he
Oh, he thought
saw.
something was off from the minute he rolled into that apartment.
Yeah, but I think Body and Soul is helping him somehow.
Yeah, like every time the word amnesia is mentioned, you can kind of see like lights are going off in his brain when he saw the clip of him as the mayor.
Which pissed me off because I thought it was recent.
No, that's from 2008. It
I
must be.
know, but I thought that Body and Soul was recent.
No,
Well,
Body,
Body and
okay.
Soul is from 2008. They say like
Well, that particular episode is from 2008. Body and Soul is, haha, inside baseball thing here. They did say in dialogue that it is currently streaming on Peacock, and these are just old episodes that she had saved. So it is current. You're just not watching the
So
current
why
thing.
didn't she just load up Peacock? Because now she's a dumbass, and now
Because she
she.
disconnected her Wi-Fi so that none of the news reports about the mayor being missing would reach Abe.
Yeah, so he wouldn't find out more.
He's only watching the VCR because none of her cable is out right now, meaning her internet is also out because
She doesn't
any
want him
sort
to
of.
find out that she's not his wife.
Well, guess what? A lot of good that did because she still got found out.
No, she didn't because she was able to cover.
Yeah, I don't think she did it well, but
She didn't, but he has no way to disprove what she said, so he has to take it at face value. And what she said was true-ish. Like it had elements of truth to it.
yeah, did it. But wasn't the whole mayor thing with EJ and Abe in 2011?
That's what I thought.
Unless that's a clip from 2011, I'm not sure.
I'm
But
not
it
sure.
can't
I
be
think it's
if
2008 because it's not an HD, because it has the.
yeah, I get what you're saying. But like, since the show is from 2008 and they got interrupted with news, it has to be. Or since those episodes are from 2008, it has to be a clip or news segment with Abe from 2008. But it doesn't make sense. She's lying,
But I.
so I
Yeah,
guess
she's
that's
lying,
how
and I feel
we're.
like she just kind of mixed and matched things from different timelines to give it kernels of truth.
I guess. She's not totally wrong. She's just this, it's not the right year, but it makes sense for her to not give him the correct information since she wants to keep him there for some reason. I
And a
don't want to.
why?
That's what I
That's what
want to
I'm at.
know.
Me too. And a couple people have pointed out on the timeline that the mentions of the ice cream shop is a shout out to his character from Generations, which I love stuff like that, so
Oh.
that's kind of cool.
Is she lonely?
Oh, clearly, look how many stuffed cats she has.
But also the body is like, how did this
Ain't
thing
that that
people
much of a
looked in
catch to be
2008?
doing all this?
Because if we're going to be honest, Body and Soul is giving me 80s vibes.
Oh,
Not
it's totally giving me 80s. I
what
thought it
why?
was just one of those shows that was like a period show.
Because they must be smoking in the writer's room because that's not 2008 like style.
You also have to remember who's in the writer's room at this time.
Weren't they around back then?
But I'm pretty sure that every Body and Soul script is a Jamie script. And Jamie lives and breathes by the 80s and 90s soap villains and soap vixens and stuff like that. So him making a fictional show set in like the 80s and 90s, the era in which he grew up, makes complete sense.
I guess. I mean, it could very much be based on like these characters could be living in like it could be an 80s show that aired in 2008, if that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely. Because we all watch period pieces now.
Yeah.
But
I
I
really
just.
thought it was a period piece.
It
That was the only like explanation I had for that.
really confused me because they said, oh, okay. Or she said, that 15 years ago something like she was watching this or what exactly did she say? I know she said something.
She said she had years and years of VHS tapes saved up until the show went on streaming.
But she said something about 15 years ago,
Yeah, so she
wasn't
said these tapes are about 15 years old.
Oh yeah, so it could have been airing for a while, or it could be a period show that aired in 2008. We don't know, but it's definitely confusing if it's supposed to be a show in 2008.
I just don't. Okay. And the other thing that is confusing me, he's literally across town in an apartment.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Like, he didn't even leave Salem. So, like, is there not security footage that
Why
y'all
haven't
could?
they checked the hospital footage? Like
That's what I
that
want to
part.
know.
Because y'all are stupid. No wonder Ela comes back and saves your ass. Because he's gonna be helping them.
He's gonna question Whitley and she's gonna crack because he's
Wait.
actually good at his job.
Yeah. So like,
It's the fact that Abe has asked and just took her for her word. No suspicions, no nothing.
He has suspicions, but he can't move. He has no memory of who he is. What exactly is he supposed to do? And she terrified him
I didn't
to
mean
think that,
Abe. I meant Rafe.
oh, Rafe, okay. Okay, you want to drag Rafe? Go ahead, do that. That's fine. Because I'm like, Abe, but there's not much he can do. Rafe's a
Yeah,
fucking moron.
that's what I'm saying. Like, how are you not checking the hospital footage? How are you not doing your job? Like,
Or at least put in dialogue that the cameras were down or something.
or you're just figuring out, oh, let's check this. Let's check the cameras.
And even if the hospital footage, the hospital cameras don't have anything for whatever reason, because the cameras were deactivated, blah, blah. What about, do you not have security cameras in the town square where every apartment building seems to be located?
A lot of plot holes here, but
Giant ones.
that goes without saying for every story on the show, in my opinion. But I'm curious to see how he's going to be rescued and why he's even being kidnapped in the first place.
That's where I'm at. I need to know why. Like, why does this woman care? Has this woman been like obsessed with Abe?
They should have introduced her sooner if she's gonna be like a stalker
Right,
type of
that's what I'm
character.
saying. Like, imagine if we, and it didn't even have to be like super complicated, just a couple of dialogue lines of increased security around the mayor because they've gotten some weird letters or emails or something.
Yeah, I'm very confused, but I guess we'll see as the story goes on.
I'm over it. It's
Yeah,
weird because they're not explaining as to why the fuck any of this shit is happening to me.
hopefully that'll come this week and the weirdness will be less weird.
I did like that John and Steve finally got involved. I felt like it, like every other story on the show, it's been way too islanded.
Yeah, that's the one thing I hate about a lot of these stories. They're having characters interact, but it's
Very
still
contained.
so contained and islanded.
Yeah, I'm really wondering if that's going to shift once the COVID protocols are lifted. Like that they lifted in May of this year. So by the end of the year, we should start seeing episodes where the COVID protocols have lifted. But a lot, I know from different Zooms that I've done, all the actors say that they like to keep all of the actors in the same pods, so to speak, so that if there's anybody that has like that comes back positive for COVID or they can't work, it's easy to reshuffle things and they only have to deal with a few actors rather than having everybody cross-pollinate and having to coordinate all of those schedules.
Yeah, but that doesn't make good TV.
It doesn't, but sometimes when there's bigger things at play, you just kind of have to deal with it until it changes, which
I
hopefully it will in
mean,
the next few months.
when it does change, not now, but when it does change, I don't want them to keep everyone so islanded. It's not entertaining to watch. I want to watch those huge cast moments where a bomb goes off or whatever, you know?
Yeah, so I'm hoping we get more of those once we get into the episodes where the restrictions are lifted. But we can now move into the good half of the show, shall we say.
Good.
Megan has decided that Stefan needs to die and enlists Lee's help to make it happen. When EJ finds out what she's up to, Megan locks him in the tunnels. When Kristen finds him, she gets locked up too. I am really enjoying Megan's villainy. She is the closest to Stefano out of all of Stefano's children. And I'm really just enjoying how batshit crazy she is. I
See,
take it you don't agree?
this does it's nah. It doesn't feel like she's. I have to disagree with it with you, Tony, because this is just light work. The way they're acting like she has. Oh, she has done terrible things. Like, no argument there. But she is not. Huh?
But
She's not the worst Demira ever.
I mean, no, but she's the one who's done the most outlandish shit recent. Like, I mean, she literally had Beau frozen for years, brainwashed him. She had Marlena, Kayla, and Kate kidnapped,
But
was
yeah,
going to do experiments on them.
but she's not coming across as a villain to me.
No, she's coming across completely unhinged, which is entertaining as hell for me.
She is. I really enjoyed what we got on Beyond Salem. I'm not getting the same vibe from her currently, but that's me.
Michael, what side do you fall on here?
I'm on the side with Megan's bob. One of the most iconic bobs I have ever seen in daytime. It's not stiff, but it doesn't move. What an amazing bob. As for Megan, period, I see both sides. I really do. We've seen Damaris do more heinous shit, but at the same time, we are in an era of where they have really,
Diluted them, contained them.
yes,
Yeah, I can agree with you.
have made them a nice but morally corrupt family. Like, it isn't like they're evil, but they're very much like you could tell they will stab each other in the back in a heartbeat. Megan is pushing that envelope to make them just flat out evil again. This wicked. You better watch your back family again. And her as matriarch is putting that at the helm. But I can kind of agree with what Arya is saying. It's wacky and it's disjointed as well.
Like, it just, if she really wants to do some batshit shit crazy things, kill off half the town.
Yeah,
Like,
I can agree with that. Or putting them under San Antonio. Just something wild and absolutely wicked.
terrorize people. This is, right now, it's just within the family. The Daenerys usually messed with everyone's life, or maybe not everyone's, but they had their targets, and then they
And I
did.
think for Megan, she will focus on her targets once she gets the power base behind her. She needs the Daenerys power base in order to really accomplish what she wants. So
Or
it's kind of
half
like a.
Abigail stealing diamonds for her under the name of Princess Lisa or some shit. Just
It doesn't feel The Daenerys are very tame and all over
Is
the place
that
right
the
now for
issue?
me.
Is that why it feels so disconnected? Because the Daenerys have been so tame for so long that going back to what they used to be,
It's
arguably
gonna
what
take a
they
lot of
should
work
be,
because they're
is kind
very
of a jarring
tame,
disconnect because they're
very.
still also insisting on doing the corporate shit at the same time.
Yeah, I think that just takes me out of it completely because they're very tame, very focused on the company, which should not be even a thing, but here
Yeah,
we
I said the
are.
same
Don't
thing
get
on
us
Twitter earlier
started.
this
Let's just
week.
move
Like,
on. They need to be more villainous and just evil and manipulative and awful. Right now, I'm getting what Michael is saying, just a morally corrupt family, which yes, they were, but they were 10 times worse than that. And that's what I really enjoyed about them. And right
I
now,
feel like
I'm
Megan is trying
hitting.
to bring that back, but it doesn't hit as well
She just comes across as
juxtaposed against the
pathetic.
corporate stuff. They kind of need to pick a lane instead of trying to do both.
Yeah. Just end the whole corporate company stuff and just rebuild the Daenerys.
I will say, though, the EJ Kristen scenes when they were locked up together were really, really fun. I enjoyed them.
They were until they started playing in my face.
Playing in your
Because
face, how?
were we just supposed to pretend like Kristen wasn't going to raise EJ as John Jr.?
Well, okay, I can say as a fact, Dan did not know that, and I'm not sure Stacy did either. Because I mentioned it to Dan on a Zoom once and he had no idea.
So who's gonna hold the bag on that for not telling them because they should know this. They literally mentioned the secret room, which they need to stop calling it that. It hasn't been a secret since the Clinton administration. It's been 26 years. It's the room and the cellar.
Well, now they just call it the tunnels.
No, they call it the secret room still. They said it this week and I threw my phone. But who's holding the bag on that one? Because I feel like they should know this. They mention it every year.
Like the right, it's either on a right, either the writers or producers to make sure that they know that. But I also have to give Stacey Hajdu credit because, like, it's insane to me that she can play EJ's sister and EJ's mother and have completely different chemistry with him, depending on which role it is.
Yeah. But I know Megan is supposed to be leaving. Who's gonna do her in?
I'm honestly not sure.
Because all of them have a right to kill her now.
Yeah. Also, what do we think about Megan going to Lee?
Why do they insist on throwing this character under the bus? For Jake, not Jake, for what's that man's name? Stefan.
Stefan.
Yes, for Stefan, of all people.
And the crazy
I'm
thing is,
so over this whole Lee Gabby Stefan angle. Like, move along, find someone else for Lee.
me with Kristen, Brady, and Chloe.
Like, I'm not even enjoying Stabby anymore, but
Oh God, their love scene this week was so cringy.
it was so bad. This is not working. Why are you insisting on, like, why are they insisting on doing this with Lee?
What's crazy is it's I think I know the timing doesn't work, which makes me think that Megan's exit is only temporary and that she's going to come back with a vengeance and that Gabby's going to get caught in the crossfire.
I mean, it's possible.
Because we know she's leaving in October, which, by the way, cruel, because Stefan left in October in 2019, and she's about to leave in October of this year.
Well, tough sucks. It sucks.
Ooh, their fans are gonna be mad. Oh
Yeah.
well. Oh well.
And I feel like they are laying the groundwork for Gabby to be getting caught in the crossfire. Which, depending on how it's done, could be interesting. Because I don't see how Gabby leaves alive.
Me neither, so
I'm over it. I want justice for Lee.
I don't know what I am want anymore. I definitely don't want this. It's not entertaining to watch.
I would like for him to move on with someone else.
Supposedly that's coming. I just don't know who. But we can move into our last headline. The appointment with the specialist is finally here, and Nicole is furious EJ is missing it. Kayla supports Nicole, who finds out she may be able to carry to term after all. Meanwhile, Sloane, with a little help from Kate, convinces Eric to have a baby.
Why?
That just feels so stupid. Like the whole
Yeah,
scene with Kate showing up.
that upset me because why? And then she started off with, "I'm not Sloane's biggest fan, so why would you push him to have a baby with someone you don't even fucking like?"
Because it was merely plot point.
Exactly. It was poo. Like there was no point in that whatsoever.
It would make a little sense if she was like, "Well, I think Eric, you deserve to have a baby with someone." She doesn't know.
Or had they had a conversation and be like, "Oh, you would like to have a baby with Eric? Well, I'm his stepmother. I'll talk to him." Her just randomly coming out of the blue to co-sign her stepson having a child at his old age with someone he doesn't even like. Well, she doesn't even like.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Where's the sense in that?
So this
If
begs the question, do we think that the pregnancy pillow that we saw
she
in
faked
Jessica's
the
wardrobe because she's faking or because Sloane
faking.
actually is pregnant?
I think she's faking. Or she might be pregnant and miscarry. But if she did the whole thing with the swabbing her mouth, she's definitely like it's likely that she's faking the pregnancy because
Yeah,
this is not the furthest she will go.
especially with her pushing it.
Yeah.
But
And I
then
feel like
again,
she's pushing it.
it's a
I feel like she's
possibility.
pushing it out of guilt.
It's also a possibility that she could be pregnant because remember, she never did refill her birth control.
Yep. So we knew we were headed down the baby way all the way back then.
I just.
I'm here for the mess of this, to be honest.
Yeah, it's just that Kate thing was very stupid to me.
Yeah, but then again, so was Kate commenting on Eric and Nicole's engagement back in 2020. So her randomly inserting herself into big moments in his life is weirdly on brand. But I'm very curious to see where this goes, and I'm really happy to know that Nicole could potentially carry this baby to term.
Yes, that pleases me. Now, if only we knew if that was true or not, because they said that the last go around.
Did they?
They said it, they said it was a high risk pregnancy the last time, Had she stayed on bed rest, she was, and because she was so far along, they were sure that she was going to carry the term. But now they're saying it at the very beginning. So I'm like, do I get my hopes up? What do we do?
I have to think, and I think I said this a couple weeks ago, but I have to think that they are setting her up to be successful only because they are removing the stress factors from her. She thinks she knows the father of her child. Both parties who could have been the father of her child are
Are
aware
still
that this
there.
happened, are still there, are aware this happened. She's no longer carrying the weight of any lies in this pregnancy, which is a vast difference from the last pregnancy and even the pregnancy before.
Fair.
So they're removing a lot of the stress from her so that all she has to really focus on is the baby, which I feel like is good direction to take this, because I don't want to see miscarriage number three.
Yeah, we need to get more of like Nicole's friend and family unit into the story.
Like the scene she had with Chloe before they segued into Chloe and Xander. Like, I loved those scenes. And when Abe is Abe again, I would love to kind of hear his reaction and hear Nicole get to tell him you're going to get to be a grandfather. Hell, tell Brady. Brady was with her when she had her first miscarriage.
Was he?
He was literally there when she lost the baby.
I vaguely remember the first time. The second
So,
time, Jennifer killed it. That wasn't Jennifer. Jen
no, that
Heifer.
no, she didn't. She fell in the shower and Nicole lied.
She wasn't in the shower. She fell at the square.
No, the baby was already dead by that point. She
Yeah, but I
literally
think
fell.
that no. I think the baby had died on its own.
Yeah, what she no, 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 she fell because she was taking a shower before she and Daniel were supposed to leave to go to Hawaii. She fell in the shower. She went to the hospital. She found out the baby died. They wanted to do a procedure to take to, they wanted to induce her labor and make her deliver the baby. She left the hospital with the dead baby still inside of her.
Yeah, I remember that part, but I think it was just a regular appointment and they couldn't hear the heartbeat.
No, she fell in the shower. And then she, because I vividly remember her saying, I fell, and then he stopped moving.
Damn. Ugh.
Yeah.
Goodness. I'm glad we're getting this out the way.
Yeah. And I like that for all of the major moments, like finding out that the baby's going to potentially be able to be brought to term, that Eric is there. They're finding ways to keep Eric involved, which tells me this may be Eric's baby.
Yeah. Ariette, what do you think?
I definitely think it's going to be Eric's baby because they didn't do the whole thing with Sloane swabbing her cheeks for nothing. But overall, the story, it's not bad. It's actually one of the better stories on the show. I'm just not invested in it.
It's actually one of the bright parts of the show, honestly, but it's just, I don't like the limbo of it still.
It's gonna drag for a while.
I just feel like there is more angst you can pull from this situation than who's the daddy. We could have known once and for all and still had a lot of angst and confusions going on instead
In a
of
sense,
playing
we're gonna
Ranger
get that
games.
because Nicole thinks she does know.
But we as the audience don't. We're still at square one.
Which I don't mind, actually. I prefer Who's the Daddy stories where the audience don't know.
Now it's like it would be different if it was a situation where Eric did get his tube swabbed and then she went into the lab and switched the test. So then I would know, okay, it's Eric's baby, but everyone thinking it's EJ's. That would have been better to me than us just not knowing off rip who it is. Like, no, there's no suspicions, no nothing. And we're just supposed to carry on as if EJ is the father or not. Well, EJ is the father, but it's just like,
I do wonder if Sloane is going to find a way to get her own test run.
yeah, I feel like we need to know for closure and information's sake. Because it leaves it all up in the air. Like, that's going to be a big question for me during this whole pregnancy. It makes it hard for me to invest in the baby, honestly. I'm just going to be real. But even if EJ was the father, I would invest in the baby. But it's just like, shit, it give us some kind of lead, some kind of information or not. Because we carried on for a year with Belle. As if Belle was, well, not a year, a few months. As if Belle was Roman's daughter, but we already knew it was John's daughter. You know what I mean?
Did
There's a way
we?
they could.
Because it what because it because I feel like when the original test came out, we didn't know until a few months later that Sammy switched it.
It was before Belle was born, though. Because by the time Marlena was in labor, we knew that John was helping giving birth to his child.
I do wonder if there's going to be any sort of genetic tests, not genetic tests, but like any sort of conditions with the baby that may clue us in on who the father is.
Please don't let it be bone marrow cancer.
No.
Please.
I rem There was something, I think, when Sammy and Eric were born, and I have to go back in my Roman Marlena playlist to see this, but I feel like Eric had breathing issues when he was a baby.
They're not gonna remember
They might, because they've also brought it up when Eric was an adult, too. So they might.
that. I'm just, if Eric misses the birth of his child, there's gonna be huge repercussions for this. Story
Feel
wise
like
and online wise.
I feel like Eric's going to end up delivering the baby. I feel like there have been so many parallels to John, Marlena, and Roman in this whole story that Eric delivering his child while they're isolated off somewhere is absolutely a possibility.
No, it isn't. Because Marlena at least told Roman that she loved him. It's not really a triangle because at the end of the day, if Eric says, I'm ready, Nicole is going back to him. Now, had they made it more clear that both Nicole and Eric are trying to rip the band-aid off, but they're just trying to distract each other, and it just doesn't come off as this is supposed to be a triangle.
But now, because they both think the baby is EJ's, even if either one were willing to cross that line, the baby's going to keep them from not doing it.
Doubtful, because Holly, because Mackenzie.
Yeah, but I think Eric, if Nicole and EJ are together and willing to raise the baby together, Eric's not going to want to interfere with that. And I think because the baby is EJ's and EJ is who EJ is, I think Nicole is going to think that Eric is going to have an issue claiming EJ's baby.
We shall see.
But all right, do you have any other final thoughts before we head into another news
Nope.
on this particular story?
You all send me.
All right. So, in other news, we have on the anniversary of Abigail's death, Chad says one last goodbye and takes off his wedding ring. Alex tells Stephanie about his new job. Sean continues to drown his sorrows out of guilt and drunkenly confronts Megan. And Kate hires Harris to disappear Megan. Michael, what is your in other news pick?
Defer.
Okay, you're deferring. All
Now,
right.
do y'all want me to bash Chad for 30 minutes?
I'm assuming you're going to do that in your read of the week anyway.
No. So I guess I'll talk about Chad then. I don't give a fuck about his pain. I don't. He treated Abigail like hell up until 6 months before she died, and now I'm supposed to give a fuck about his tears? Fuck that. And that is my. In other news,
All right. What are you picking for your in other news pick?
Sean continues to drown his sorrows out of guilt and drunkenly confronts Megan. First off, that was way too much blue for
Oh
one
my God.
scene. Oh.
Ariette, I kid you not, when you sent it in the group message, I was watching the last 10 minutes of Friday's episode, and I said to Tony, Sean and Belle wearing the same amount of blue as in the drapes, the couch, and the fucking wallpaper was just too much for me.
Right? Like,
My in
Mike.
my brain, the sensory overload my brain had, I didn't even give a damn what they were saying anymore. I kept thinking, why does this look like Cookie Monster blew the fuck up in here?
It just was too much. The blue wallpaper, the blue outfits, the couch. Like, it just, like you said, it
Nobody
just.
asked for 50 Shades of Blue.
No. But. This story, or let's be real, it's not even a story. They're airing
Ricey
one.
called it a vignette, and I think that's actually a really good word for it.
I'm
Yeah.
screaming.
I mean,
Oh
it
my
airs
God.
once a week, if that. And it's so unfortunate because it's actually really good.
Like, why isn't Aunt Maggie trying to take him to a meeting?
Because Aunt Maggie's too busy being a bitch in the CEO role to
Ooh,
really care.
Tony, you just opened a can of worms.
I did, but I'm also not wrong, and I
You're
will
not.
fight
First
him
off.
if he wants me to.
You're not. You and Michael are gonna fight outside. Best of luck.
First off, she is not being a bitch. She's being a business woman.
She is being a bitch, let's be honest.
No,
How?
she's being a
How?
bitch.
How? 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 How?
Let's
How?
not get.
No. How? Explain to me.
Because she is having, she's picking on Alex for every little thing.
Do his
You want to
job. Do
hire,
your job. Do your
no.
job
You want to
right.
hire Xander, the man who kidnapped your daughter, well, not kidnapped your daughter, but who kidnapped a woman and lied to your daughter, to replace Alex, who his only issue was he has a bit of a wayward dick.
No. It wasn't that he undermined her at every turn. The reason that they lost that deal is because he was running his mouth too much. If
No,
dude
the
didn't
reason
want
that
to
they
talk,
lost
no.
that deal is
If
because he was
dude.
running scared of the deal that she wanted. He tried to save it by doing what the client wanted.
Well, at the end of the day, that wasn't the deal that you were
And
supposed
heads
to
up,
get.
Basic Black is going to end up with this guy as a client, which is going to piss Maggie off even more.
Well, tough. Okay, that's what he wanted to do. But if I ask you to present a deal, don't go in and undermine me as my subordinate to try to make some shit work. If the deal don't work out, I'll accept that. But
Except she didn't.
he
She literally fired him.
no, because he went out of his way to badmouth Maggie to make the deal work. It's going over your head.
He did not, Michael.
He didn't.
He
He
very
tried.
much did. Calling me inexperienced when I'm your fucking boss.
But she
She
is
is.
not experienced in
Oh,
this
it is,
field.
but that's none of his business. It's going
But
over your head.
this is not the topic at hand. She this is not a good fit for her, and we've discussed it many times. But
Listen, I was all for the corporate story when it first started. I was excited for it. I was right there with you. But then Alex just became her punching bag when so many people have
I
been.
will say this. I will say this though. She just should have went ahead and fired him much earlier than that situation, in my opinion. Because he was pushing it many, many, many a times. I would have fired him.
Corporate Maggie is just not working for me. I would much prefer her in the AA sponsor role and trying to help Sean. Like, that would be great. And
Yeah. Speaking of Sean, I really enjoyed his like him just coming to a breaking point, like he
listen, when
was
he called Megan Maggie,
that was
I
hilarious.
was on
But
the floor.
the scenes at home where he broke like a glass, or I don't know what it was, a vase or
See,
something.
I didn't like that. That made me uncomfortable.
I can see like why he was so mad, and I just felt so bad for him because he has gone through a lot in the last year. And
And if this.
to be fair, I was kind of on Megan's side. Why didn't he just get a freeze like a cop? And I don't know what it is about these
He
same
saw.
police
He's.
officers. They shoot first and then look confused like hell after.
I don't know. But I just felt so bad for him.
I did because he, you're right, he's gone through a lot of trauma. And I'm just going to go ahead and say that this is my in other news pick as well. So I can go ahead and piggyback off of what you were saying. He's been through so much trauma within the last year, 2 years, honestly, that him finally reaching a breaking point makes complete and total sense. I just wish that it wasn't centered solely on the bow thing, which while being while making complete sense, like you've shot your own father, by all means, please, that is more than enough reason to drown yourselves in the bottom of the nearest scotch bottle. But I
There's
want
more.
that there's more that they can also bring into this. And considering they never truly,
What should I want him to do? Meth? Coke?
no, can
No,
I finish?
I mean
Wait.
he did drink.
Pills?
It's not so much the booze. It's the fact that he's, if he, I want him to bring up all the other trauma that he's faced that they didn't
Which is
appropriately.
what?
Everything that happened with Jan,
And how Belle acted towards him.
the fact that he was
Well,
raped, the fact that his wife abandoned him because of that rape, the fact that he believed he had a child that he then lost, on top of everything that happened with Beau.
that's a whole lot. And I
That's a
can
whole lot.
see
And they're.
why Belle would be like, hey, you need therapy. I
I
can see
wish they
what.
would just go ahead and divorce.
I will say, I like that Belle is not running.
I mean, she would if she could.
She should.
I don't agree with her, but
I like that Belle is trying to help in the best way that she can and is not letting the guilt swallow him whole. She is righting the wrong from last time.
Those scenes were really good. Martha and Brandon showed how good they are. It's just unfortunate that the show doesn't value them enough to give them more airtime and focus. But yeah, I really enjoyed the Shell stuff this week.
All right, now we can move into our segments. Michael, are you gracing us with a read this week?
Yes. To them bitches in today's wardrobe department, just stop. The
Please.
only thing that should be given to y'all is a pink slip. There is no reason people are pushing around a fucking Cabernet Red and Olive Green in the middle of the fucking summer. Give me a break. Megan had on a leather jacket. And a leather jacket. Do you know that they don't put aluminum in deodorant no more? And now it's not lasting people. Why the hell Megan got on a leather jacket in the middle of summer? And that is my read of the week. Because why? Just laziness. They give you the date on the fucking script, dude.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Richard Blore has needed to retire for many years now.
Just lazy.
All
But
right.
that's my read of the week.
Now we move into praise or shade. All right, are you praising or shading?
Get back to me.
Michael, are you praising or shading?
I'm shading Chad Damara. I'm not with the man pain shit. I said it earlier in the podcast. He treated Abigail like hell up until 6 months before she died, and I'm just supposed to just believe that he's just so sad. He wasn't sad when he was plowing her cousin with his wedding ring still on, but that's Chad for you. And that is my shade.
All right. Praise or shade?
I guess I'm gonna shade. I'm still so bored with the show, and I need the show to improve story-wise and stop being so. And just stop being so plain awful and to stop doing what I guess Dylan would say full progressive things on the show. Because what we're going to see next week feels very, it doesn't feel genuine. And just overall, the show needs a whole. It needs a shakeup behind the scenes, and we can get rid of a few characters on screen. The show needs to improve so much on so many angles and levels. Like, it is not what it used to be. And I'm not invested the way I used to be either. Like, I don't consider myself being in the fandom the way I used to be. And it's very disappointing to watch these and be like, oh yeah, I'm just enjoying this episode this week. And like it's a very hit or miss show. And they're doing a lot of problematic and racist stuff, and it's just not fun to watch. Like, this is not these. Y'all need to fix it. And I'm tired of saying this every fucking year, but like I'm over it. 'Cause if they, like I've said before, if they keep this up, the show will not, like, it will not continue. The 2-year contract will be it. Days needs to rebuild fast. So yeah, I kind of had to shade because it's been going on for a while, and I probably will shade in the future about the same thing if there's no improvement, which I don't necessarily think will happen if Ron and others are around. But hopefully with Sherry as a head writer, we might head into the right direction. I'm not sure. I just need days to fix it. Fix most of the problem they have, if they can. I'm just very disappointed, but it's not something new either. So yeah, that's my shade.
All right, well, I am going to end us on a good note, and I'm going to praise, and I am just going to praise Stacey Hajduk because, like I said earlier in the podcast, her ability to have two completely different relationships with the same character is honestly really fun because when she's Kristen, you don't see any elements of Susan in her scenes with EJ, and when she's Susan, you don't see any elements of Kristen anywhere at all, and it's very rare for one actor to have two completely different types of chemistry with the same person. And I just loved it. So I just wanted to call it out. And so that is my praise. Does anybody have any final thoughts?
My final thought is we need a revamp on the Hordens and the Brady family. I shouldn't have this feeling of, oh my God, there's a Horden when Julie walks into the room. When it's a canvas full of Hordens, Bradys, and Brady Horden, Horden Brady hybrids. We need a revamp and return to form of Bradys and Hordens because everything just seems so disjointed now and does not have a connection to the OG Brady and Horton families. And that is my final thought.
All right. Not that sounds good. I'm right there with you with the whole Brady Horton thing, because like I used to fight people who said that there aren't a lot of Hortons on the show.
I mean, there's a lot, and they're in my face, but at the same time, it doesn't feel that way.
Because they're not being used in that same in that way.
We'll see, not only that, this is what happens when you merge the two core families together so many times. It just everybody's cousins and whatnot. You don't have that definitive cut off of this is a Horton, this is a Brady. You know, it just seemed like a bunch of people on screen because they're all related to each other. We need a reboot. Bring Marie Horton's people back into the mix. Well, Nick is deader than Disco, but still.
Yeah, we know Blake Barris has been on set, so maybe Nick has a twin.
Hopefully not.
I
I am over the twin stuff. Please.
don't disagree, but listen, Blake is there, and
Where's
so shall
Thomas?
see, as Michael said.
Where's Thomas branch of the Horton family? I mean, there's the Melissa.
I would love to see Nathan back.
Yeah.
Well, you said Melissa, he's on that branch.
Okay, look. I'll accept that if they go ahead and make it clear that Peter is his daddy.
As far
And
as I'm concerned, he is, because they never actually told us
they
who
never said
was.
it wasn't, yeah. So yeah, we'll take that. Brady's, you can bring back Kim's family. Frankie. Max, like there's a lot you can do Brady wise. Just fucking do it. Is that
That's basically it. We'll see y'all next week.
it?
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.